Okay. Boy, it's great. It's great to come out with a win there. First, I got to give credit to our fans. That last drive, I know we felt the energy from them and be able to get this win at home in front of our home fans. Awesome feeling. I know the guys are laying in the locker room, and it's just a great win. You know, you talk about two good teams trying to, you know, get back and get a couple wins here on each side, and give credit to them. They battled through all their defense, very tough defense, put a lot of pressure on us. We knew that coming in, you know, that we were going to have to hold up with our protections, and we did just enough. Pleased with our special teams. I thought they did a nice job. Defensively, they scored a touchdown, but overall, thought we made some nice stops in critical times. It was great. You know, what I liked about it was how aggressive he was. You know, he was back there and he got a low punt to him, and you know, he had his mindset that he was going for it, and you know, really did a nice job. I thought the punt return team did a nice job with holdups and their blocks downfield. They made really good decisions at critical times. You know, it was a time it looked like we could have got a block in the back. One of our guys, I think it was Sergio, held up on it. You know, just good decisions that allowed us to get that field position.
Late down the stretch, you were able to get more pressure on Mariota. Was there anything you changed in the fourth quarter, or was it just
No, you know, I think you know, we brought some pressures, you know, different pressures on third down, but our guys just stayed alive. I think we had better coverage downfield. I think that helped. They had a couple explosive plays in the first half that hurt us on drives. I got them in field goal position. I just thought we tightened it up a little bit better.
2 games in 5 days. How much did your guys have to dig deep tonight?
We really did. You know, and I look at guys like T.J. Yeldon, Dan Scuda. There's a lot of guys that really sucked it up for us. And Scuda went as long as he could. And it really is a testament to these guys and their will. We talk about each and every week, but now we're talking about that we got one in the win column, and that's even better. Yeah, you know what? Tremendous athlete, and the way he battled. I know he started off a little bit slow. We were trying to get him involved, but he came up with some big catches. You know, his explosiveness, his ability to judge the ball, go up and battle and compete, I think speaks volumes of him.
Scored the red zone late when you really needed it.
Yeah, you know what? It was a little bit frustrating that we had. I think twice we were inside the 15 and came away with field goals. Maybe it was three times. But, you know, we'll continue to work on that. But to have that one after Rashad's punt return, to get in the end zone, and it was versus pressure. So Blake made a nice read, got to the appropriate guy, got it to JT, and to get in the end zone was big.
Turnover, you kick the field goal and make it a 6-point game. Is that a no-brainer for you at that point?
Well, you know what? When they use their field, or they use their timeout, and they had no timeouts left, then the decision was, you know, we put our offense out there to see. They use their timeout, then we sent the field goal team out there.
Coach, you've been saying all along, you know, getting closer, just those fourth quarters, and now you're seeing everything start to come to fruition with you.
Well, you know, in this game, you know, and last week too. So, but we're getting these one-possession games, and we've been in them all year, and, you know, to see us do enough to get the win is great. Yeah, I think we're seeing who we are. We need this spirit. We need this will. You know, the trust and the faith that they have in one another. That's what I told them. I said, speak about that. That's what's great about this team. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be many more to come like this, you know, these one-possession games. And fortunately, we came out on the good end this time. And, you know, we'll get back to work.
Myers starting to gain confidence. How important is that for him with the struggles he had earlier?
Well, it was good. You know, I give credit to Dave Caldwell. You know, we talked about it, that there were going to be some ups and downs, you know, especially early with them, and there were. But we wanted to stick with them and be strong with them. We felt strongly about them. And, you know, it's good to see that he's responding.
Blake went to Thomas right out of the gate 3 or 4 times, then he had a big touchdown. Was this by design tonight to get?
Yeah, there was some by design. There was other chances that we missed. I think it was the first play of the second half. We were taking a shot, and he dumped it off to Julius. So some was the second and third read.
You've got 9 days to prepare for San Diego. What are you telling this young team that finally has something to play for?
Well, you know, I think that what their mindset is right now is they're going to appreciate this one, and then get back to work. They kind of defined themselves. They talked about in the locker room about, hey, this is the type of games we're going to be in, and we know what it takes now to be in these games and come out on the winning end. So we got to go back to work. We got to go back to work and keep building on this and, you know, go about it the same way we have. We have so much faith in it, and they have faith in one another, and I think that's what you see when they come back to work. I mean, no talk about, you know, hey, let's look ahead. It's really talked about the last 3 or 4 weeks about respecting the day.
Guys, when you play in these games against quarterbacks that get rid of the ball in just over 2 seconds, you have to alter kind of your defensive mindset as to what's acceptable and what's not.
Well, we did a little bit. We knew that. I mean, listen, he's a very talented player. I think he had 10 touchdowns and no interceptions on the road, over 130 quarterback rating on the road this year. So he is a very talented quarterback, and it really challenged us. And, you know, you're right. He does do a good job. We knew that coming in. He's got a quick release. He gets rid of the ball. He makes good decisions. And, you know, he's very talented.
Can you give us a sense of what it was like on the field with the last play of the game, whether you have seen an evolution of your players accepting that, hey, these are the plays that are going to make us or break us?
Well, I think that, you know, as the game went on, when we got that long punt return, you know, you could feel on the sideline. But it was really strong the whole second half. Regardless of what happened, they just felt strong about it. And then when we had that opportunity and so close, you know, they wanted to take advantage of it right away. But then the faith that they had in the defense, too. When we kicked the field goal, I mean, everybody was excited about that. They felt like our defense was really coming along as we got more and more reps at it and more opportunities. And, you know, it was good. And then to have that last play, you know, where the guys really played good disciplined ball. They, you know, they had their heels on the goal line and, you know, they protected it. So it was good.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.